It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bunch of guys already, the Shedeur Sanders conversation, you got a lot of people fired up. Guys hitting us up on the text line. Michael Jett following us on Twitter. Carl is put him up. C-Dukes, I'm Mike Bell, ATL. Mr. Jett says, I understand what our man Brian McFadden said. He goes, Lamar was light years more talented than Shedeur coming out. He says, Lamar got disrespected. Shedeur is not. He's not even getting the real treatment and narrative any other quarterback with his talent level would get. He's being elevated because of his last name. He says it's actually in reverse. And that's where it's now maybe coming to an equilibrium where he's maybe no longer a top five in the minds of some personnel guys.
Lamar was what, the last pick in the first round?
Yep. It was Baker Mayfield. It was.
How?
Yeah.
How? Did you see him at Louisville?
I saw him. I saw him put 63 on Florida State in person.
How? Did you see him win the Heisman? Did you see him get to the NFL and now has won, what, two MVPs and should have won a third this year? Mm-hmm. How? That was all narrative. It had nothing to do with talent. And I understand what you're saying. You're saying because of Deion that Shedeur is getting more love than he should. Did you see Shedeur play? Did you watch him at Colorado?
Right.
Did you see him take a team and put it on his back and overachieve with lesser wide receivers, lesser running back, and lesser offensive line? This is what I'm saying. There is no elevation. He did this based on his talent and his ability. That's what I'm saying. I think a lot of people are ignoring. And to our listener's point, I think people are bought into he's only being propped up in this draft because he's Deion's son.
I think
kid can play.
I think there is an anti-Deion Sanders bias, I think, amongst personnel people. No one's going to cop. You think an NFL personnel guy is going to go on NFL Network and go, his old man's a bag of hot air, and I don't want that attitude and ego with some dude I'm going to have to know. But if they say it, like, for instance, guys are saying, you keep talking about Bill Polian. Basically, Bill Polian danced around the subject in an interview that was on NFL Network. You can go find it. And basically, the inference is Lamar Jackson's not smart enough to be an NFL quarterback.
Correct.
Which, you know.
That's a narrative from a guy who's well-respected around the league
and
that built, carries a lot of weight.
And built a lot of championships. So that's where people go. And I said, oh, like everyone else, you do eventually lose your fastball evaluating personnel. And, yes, sometimes you can build great teams and still have a bias against people. In the case of Lamar Jackson, he had to fight his whole life. His first high school. They weren't going to let him play quarterback. His mom goes, screw it, I'll go to another high school. And then, of course, the rest is history. But if you go back and look at it, Baker, then Sam Darnold, then it was Josh Allen. Now, you can't argue with Josh Allen, although at the time, you and I thought he'll never be accurate.
So what if I told you Shedeur was a better player in college than Josh Allen? Statistically.
Yeah, he is. He is, by any metric. Josh Allen was a risk. You saw that was the ultimate upside pick. Because you and I said he'll never be accurate. And it was ironically Brian Daboll, who now is with the Giants, kind of got the most out of him.
50% completion rate his last 2 years in college. Never threw for 4,000 yards. I'm telling you right now, Shador's
against weak competition.
Weaker competition. Shador's a better college player statistically than he is. And this is my comp, Mike. When people say, well, who is he? You know, who is he? Well, he's better than Josh was coming out of college. Would you not take a chance on Josh? The difference is Josh is 6'5", 230.
Right.
So you say his size makes up for that. But as far as the quarterback play, it's not even close. You guys can go look for yourself. 404-726-0929. I find it interesting that this is a debate because I just don't know if Cam is head and shoulders above. The arm strength, valid. But if you're just talking about, hey, what a guy did and what he was able to do in college and how does that compare – Shador Sanders, I think, is the best quarterback in this draft. That's why I have him number one. We will see where he goes and how it all shakes out. Mike, if he goes to New York, by the way, he's not playing immediately, is he?
No, well, that's the thing. That's why a lot of New York Giants fans are saying, why are we doing this Russell Wilson thing? That makes no sense. Why don't we just go take our lumps? We're not, Giants aren't going anywhere anytime soon. So why don't you go get Shador Sanders and let's build around him. But that's maybe not the plan. Again, but this Giants and Shy, who knows what they're doing?
What they're doing
with that general manager. Then you look at some of the other teams out there and you go, okay, if Cleveland is really seriously wanting to reset the quarterback position, then if they're not sold on Shador Sanders, then they can take the best athlete available. But it's just going to be very interesting because Abdul Carter, he's going to be a transformative defensive end slash Micah Parsons, you know, basically get all over the field and make plays guy. But him opposite, you know, Myles Garrett, giddy up. That's something special. So it's very interesting. But the thing is, and that's why in these mock drafts, whether it's an agenda or not, and whoever comes up with them, there are some scenarios where Shador could fall out of the top five.
There is. Big O, we don't have time. We will get to some of the Brave stuff from yesterday. I do want to play the Deion Sanders on knowing what Shador Sanders wants since we're in this conversation because I think it's important to what Mike is saying and obviously our listeners are talking about because Deion was asked, and remember, this goes back to his dad is going to dictate where he goes.
Right.
Dad is somehow going to say, oh, we're not going to go there.
Like the Mannings. Remember, the Elways do it. The Mannings do it. But if Deion does it, it's World War III. Right?
Okay.
So Deion walked it. Not that he ever was going to do it.
No.
But he said this.
He clarified it. Let me hear Deion Sanders on knowing what Shador wants.
Shador has told me, he's talked to me intently about all the business he's had with all the teams. So I know where his heart is. I know where he wants to go. If it's New York, it's New York. If it's Tennessee, if it's Cleveland, if it's still the Raiders, if it's New Orleans, if it's any of those teams that are seeking a quarterback, I'm happy with it, man, because I know what he's going to do to the organization. I know what he's going to do.
See, that's good to hear. Basically, I'm not a meddler.
Right, right.
I'm not going to get involved with myself. He's going to get drafted, and then we're going to go from there. That's what he's telling you. And everybody's so afraid, like, he's somehow going to dictate the draft.
Right. Which, by the way, the precedent has already been set by John Elway's dad, by Archie Manning. And, look, no one thinks Archie Manning's a bad guy. Archie Manning's the greatest dad, according to most football fans in the world, based on what's happened with Cooper and now Peyton and then obviously with Eli. But, yeah, it's funny, though, how this thing – that's why, you know, some guys, you guys bring race and everything. Well, sometimes you got to look at things and go, well, who's driving this narrative? What is the thought process behind some of these stories when they get written?
Yeah, the Polian thing, that was tough simply because of who he was. When you build Super Bowl champions and you have the credibility of being one of the best GMs and then you put that out there on a guy like Lamar Jackson – it just doesn't help his situation, and I don't think it did. But Lamar, just like all these guys, Mike, has come into the league and proved it. And Shador will get a chance to prove it, and so will Cam. And, guys, there are tons of quarterbacks who have been taken who haven't proved jack and haven't done anything. And, you know, ultimately you get run out of the league if you're not good enough. That's what happens. So regardless of what you may think of these guys, they will get a chance to prove it. I just think that Shador, the whole narrative of he's not one of the top players in this draft, I just think that's bull corn. All right, we got a little more to get to here. By the way, we do have tickets to give away to Ghost. We've been giving those tickets all week. We've got a pair to give away, so stay tuned. We're going to give them away between now and 7 o'clock. They are coming to State Farm Arena. We'll tell you more about that on the way. But when we come back, more about what happened last night, Mike. I got to tell you, the first thing I got as I was watching this game was from Kentucky fans and parents I know saying, this is why this dude isn't here.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.